You already know. It's the Pretty Dragons.
Ready? I should have let you answer before I hit the button, but
We here.
sorry. I was like, that's like Harry Potter when he'd be like on the count of three, and then the dude pulls thing on the Hey guys, good morning. Welcome back. Just give us some air horns, I suppose, since I just threw
Hola.
us in here.
I was hitting my hit and was like, oh, we're ready.
Yeah, we're here.
Recording
And
in
we're live.
progress. I said,
Yes. Sorry. How are
We're
you
here.
this week, Steph Money? Oh, wait.
T M F and B.
And put my chapstick on before I took my little hit, you know?
Yeah, we wasn't really ready, but we were.
No, we weren't at all. I wasn't. I don't know why I did that. I wasn't fucking ready.
You was eager. We was ready, but wasn't really ready.
We've been ready, but not ready. So, you know.
Yeah, this is days in the making, but
Desk drawers are all open and exposed. Golly, anyway. What's for wine?
we'll blow the
Yeah.
air
Hey,
horns again. Let's start this
everybody. Welcome
over.
back. New episode. You know. Steph, before we take our hit. So, how are you?
Oh, all I heard was Steph before I take my hit. That's why I was
It's
like,
like,
yes.
I said, how are you before
I'm
I take
ready.
my hit?
Man, I'm jolly. I'm Gucci. Can't complain. I'm feeling human today. So I'm good.
That's always a good thing to be feeling
Yeah, I
human.
had some sinus problems and then my period, she's a hating. She's a hater. I swear if I ever catch her, if she ever come in human form, it's on sight. I'm not saying nothing to her. It's on sight because she loves the tag team. Anytime I'm sick, she'd be like, oh, hold on. I'm coming.
Right on time for me.
Anytime I'm trying to go and do a trip, oh, hold on, I'm coming. She loves the tag team. That's why if I ever see her, fair
It's a
one.
wrap. It's a
Fair
wrap.
one.
This reminds me of a video of a little dog, and the girl was like, "What?" And the dog just was like, "What?" And just attacked it. Like, she just looked at the dog, and the dog was like, "Bitch!" And just like chewed
That's
her.
me.
And the dog was only this big. It
That's
was
gonna be
so.
me.
Yes,
That's
it
what I'm saying.
was
She
hilarious.
better be head on a swivel. Cause if I ever catch her, I'm not saying nothing. She gonna know. She gonna know.
Let's take a hit to that, to the bullshit. Cheers.
Right.
Where's my camera? Oh, there we go. Got another pen, as y'all see. Shit came super fast. Shout out to Lighter USA again.
Why'd you get a new one? What happened to the one you had?
I still have it, but it's smaller. So this one, the Reagan, has three coils, it has three setting temperature changes. I like the charger on it. This one is one temperature, two coils. The chamber is way smaller,
You know, I noticed, did your Reagan come with a two coil though? Like when you
Only got the battery, so
got
I
you.
don't even remember what it came with. I want to say it came with three though. No, I'm lying. It came with two because when I got back to this one, I opened up one of the old coils that I was using before and it was two. And I was like, this still don't feel right. Like I'm still not, I feel like the smoke still isn't there. And I was like, oh, this is only two coils. So I switched to the three. So I do think it likely does come with the two, but the three
Yeah.
is better. It
Yeah,
works
I
better.
agree. I agree.
Lower temperature with three coils and it burns much better. This one, like, I'm the type to be like, let me stick my pen on a charger because this charges fast. So I'm the type to be like, let me stick my phone on a charger. I mean, my pen on a charger real quick and go through something real fast. And that's all I need. And then I'm good to go for hours. This one charges way slower. It takes a while to unscrew it. I got to screw the charger in, where this one I could just be like,
Oh, it's one of those ones.
Just functionally, even though I've had so many problems with this style, it still seems to be for right now the best one. I'm trying. Y'all are witnessing. I'm trying other things, and it's just, this works. So if and when this goes again, I'll use this one and just order another one. They're $14. So I'm not expecting it to last years and years and years. You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, one of those types. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. Excuse me. You want to jump right into it? What you smoking on?
Yeah, because I forgot to mention last week that I got a new pen too. Finally, right? Because
yours lasted for like 2 years, I feel like.
It wasn't that long.
It was, y'all. She don't know.
Maybe it was.
She don't know how long her pen lasts. Whatever. I do.
The button completely caved in.
Fell in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've experienced that. I think I've probably experienced all the issues that this pen can have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's weird because the new charger cord that actually comes with it, it fit in the pen weird. Like, I was like, oh, this is going to be an issue. So it's weird. So I thank God I kept my other charger from my last pen. So I just use that in here because it fits. But the new one that they gave me, it fits in there almost like it doesn't fit. Yeah, like
it doesn't fit. If you look in there, you can see that there's like a little edge in there because you have your socket here and then you have your prong there. So your charger sits in it like this. The little piece like this is ever so slided down. And I noticed in my other ones, it goes straight. You know, it's clearly straighter. So whatever they're doing, these Yokin people, whatever they're doing during the manufacturing, they need to tweak it back just a little bit because I noticed it too.
Yeah.
And that's crazy that that's a universal issue. So they really need to fix it. Maybe I should write a comment and let them know.
We should send them this clip in a video.
Yeah, because it's clear. Like, just I can see.
Review.
Yeah, I can see exactly what it is. It's just a tiny bit lower than it's supposed to be. So whenever I'm putting the charger in, I have to like force it, like wiggle it and force it in there. And even taking it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah. So if you do decide to get this one and you've never had it before, the charger for it is trash. I honestly feel like it's almost kind of one of those like universal ports. So I feel like if you do have a charger that can fit in there and it charges, use that instead. Because that one that they give you is a little janky.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if it's like cheaper or something. I don't know what it is, but it's like a completely different fit than how they used to fit. And I could already tell that it was going to start chipping the paint around the port of it. So it's like, this is trash. So what you smoking on this week?
You never gave us your strain.
Oh, you asked me first?
Yeah, I said, what you smoking on this week? And then you were like, oh, I meant to tell you I got a new pen, but you never gave us your strain.
Well, maybe I need to turn up the volume. I'm missing all of it. Okay.
Is this thing on?
Right. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, my strain this week is Strawberry Banner. I had this one before, I'm pretty positive. But this one was a live diamond in sauce.
Mm.
Which is pretty cool. I don't mind it in the sauce because I can break it up better. Because it's almost, the sauce makes it sit still. Like it's sitting in something, you know? It's
weird
to explain. I know exactly what you mean. But yeah. but this was a Stativa hybrid. Definitely hybrid vibes. I think the come down of it was very indica feeling. So.
Strawberry Banner. You say Strawberry Banner?
Yeah, and I had to look up this one. I couldn't really find too much on this one, but I did find on iHeartJane The lineage for this one is a cross between Bruce Banner and Strawberry OG. So that's
Strawberry
where the
OG.
Strawberry Banner comes in.
I think Strawberry OG might be an indica.
Which hence
I'm fine. It's sativa. Really good for work. Tired on the come down, though, on the intake for me on the Strawberry OG. So that's probably where your lack is coming in. Yep.
Did you ever have the Bruce Banner? I feel like you had that one before.
Bruce Banner doesn't sound familiar. I have Strawberry Banner. I've had that before, and I have that. It's a decent sativa, good for work. But the way that I have it scored is giving me vibes that there is a little bit of tired there.
Yeah.
Because if I said good for work, that's one of the ones that I tried twice and was like, let me see. I don't really know. Because it wasn't like a solid, like, oh, let me just go. So
yeah,
it was good for work.
Yeah, I have it's a good just morning strain. So like that, like, let me get up and get moving, maybe. That's what I have it as for the sativa portion of it. But then if you need something, if you start to feel the come down, you might need something to.
It's one of those ones that you smoke it when you're starting to come down so that you don't feel tired. But then when you come all the way down, you need a nap.
Right. It better be nighttime or exactly nap it up. So, so this one was cool. Definitely hybrid vibes. I think I was thinking it was more sativa than indica or hybrid, but I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't find too much about it when I was getting ready to buy it. But I think if I would have seen the Strawberry OG in it, I think I would have
picked something else. Yeah. Yep. 100%. Yes.
100%. Excuse me. But what's your strain this week?
I have two for you, because my strain of the week that I sent you the picture of is Tropicana, and that's what I was smoking yesterday when we were scheduled. So this is the Tropicana.
Okay.
Super piney. Good sativa. Gets you going, gets some people going. But today, I'm smoking, and that's what carried me through the weekend. That Tropicana, that's what I'm going to smoke at work. That's what I'm about to, like, when we're done here, whenever I'm, like, battery in the back, that's what's going to carry me. So it's a good sativa. And then today, Strawberry Star, which I didn't even do a lot of research on it to, like, find out the lineage or anything. I just know that it's a 50-50 hybrid, and it is a 50-50.
Strawberry Star?
Yeah. This doesn't have like a strong smell of anything that's like sticking straight out. That sounds dirty to me. But it's good. I've been on this all morning, and I don't feel like I need to lay down, take a nap or anything like that. It's keeping me going, like, nice and forward. I am hungry. So there's that.
Yeah, there's putting that in there too.
I got a bunch of music this week.
Ooh, what you got? Let me hear. I have a beat back too after.
Give it to me now while I'm pulling up my music, because I have screenshots, so I'm just gonna find them.
Cool. So, the beat back for this week. Okay, we did that. I have a big note that says, talk about our new pen.
Go us. Right?
We did it before I love marking stuff off my little to-do calendar.
Me too. The hit that gives my brain is like, I write stuff down to scratch it off my list.
Yeah, something about that is just so thrilling. It's like, I did it. Okay, anyway. So I was on Vice. And starting January 1st, it's illegal for California employers to discriminate against cannabis users. So here's how, though, right? So there's two major laws that went into place. So one is the Senate Bill 700, and that one forbids employers from denying a job applicant or penalizing an employee because of previous cannabis use. So that's cool. Like,
that's huge.
That's massive, right?
That's huge.
So if you use a smoker,
that's what she said. Also,
that's also what she said. And then there's one. It was the Assembly Bill 2188, which requires employers to use tests that detect marijuana shortly after use, rather than someone who smoked months ago and is still in their system. Because you know, weed will linger in your system for
a while. It's in your hair for who knows how long.
Exactly. So if somebody had an edible one time for a weekend and then was trying to go for a job 2 months later and it's still lingering in their system, they can't discriminate against that, which is what's up. Because there are people who just do it for recreation, not recreational, but
for,
you know,
for fun. Like, oh, it's your birthday. Yeah, I'll have an edible with you.
We're going out for drinks. Sure, I'll take one, whatever the case may be. And then that's the only time they use it. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? It sucks that they have to get penalized for that when they don't use it on a regular basis. Right. But, which is cool. So these laws are massive. Shout out to California for putting these into place. Oh, but with that one, though, shortly after use, that means that if they're testing you on the job and it's a recent type thing,
that's like, are you smoking now? Was you smoking yesterday when you fucked this up? Which I'm not necessarily mad at, depending on the job and what you fucked up and how it affected things. I mean, 1,000%. The whole Pretty Dragons mission is to prove that you can live a normal life while you incorporate cannabis to be able to function around these crazy motherfuckers. Like, that's what it is. So if you can't do your job while you're smoking or while you're having your edible or whatever, then you shouldn't be smoking. That's the point. You know what I'm 1,000%. Saying? So, period. I'm
it's
not
about
even mad at that.
Your limits and everything. Yeah, 100%.
Because let something happen to something, God forbid something happens to somebody who's responsible for other people. You're driving an access van. You don't need to be sitting there hitting your pen driving these motherfuckers around. There are just jobs that you not should not be. Well, you get the fair point.
Yeah, I know.
These niggas around. How about that?
Better.
You know, so there are jobs that you simply should not be consuming anything that's going to alter your perception. So
1,000%.
I'm bad at it. It's funny you should say that because I went out to eat with my sister and my mom, and she, shout out to her, just graduated. She's a motherfucking doctor now.
Let's put some air in my mouth.
I knew he was about to, so I paused and I raised the roof.
Another air horn for it.
Yes. Yeah, so shout out to my sister. She graduated at the end of December. So that's something amazing that happened during our break. I didn't even mention. Shame on me. And she was talking about, you know, seeking jobs now. So she was like, actually, this is related to something that she's doing now. She delivers babies and they randomly drug test. And on the cup, it lists, or I don't know if it was on the cup, but during the panel, it lists all these drugs and it specifically excluded marijuana.
Oh.
It says excluding marijuana.
That's massive.
Come through. She's in the medical field too.
Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah, so that was just that.
They know.
Yeah, just a small one little step here and there, you know, because I know from my job hunting days, for me, smoking was the thing that I was always worried about. Like, I gotta quit smoking now because I need a job. So to remove that's a huge weight, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, 1,000%.
So shout out to that.
Roll over to the other, especially the other places that have it legal recreationally.
It's, you know, recreational for sure. Yeah.
It's making its way though. It is. But I'm saying
it's in our city. There are still small pockets of it making its way. So we just have to keep encouraging it, keep talking about it, keep showing that people can function while they are smoking or using cannabis anyway,
and
it doesn't even have
everyday things.
Yes, exactly. Okay, music. Thank you for that.
Music.
Love it. Yeah. Okay, so I have one, two, three. Oh my gosh, I have four songs.
Come on, four songs. Come on, playlist.
The first one, I know, right, is Jidenna, Long Live the Chief.
Who?
Keep playing. Hold on.
How you spell the name?
Jidenna. Jidenna.
Is that the dude with the red hair?
What? Yeah. Yes. Would it be easier for me to send you these songs as I'm going through them, just moving forward?
Or just screenshot the picture of it.
That's how I keep track of it. So I can just screenshot it and just send it to you. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, that's perfect.
He sings, I'm a classic, man. Yeah. So this is Long Live the Chief.
I didn't know that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, Jidenna. And he says it in the song. And he's cute. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Long Live the Chief. So I was watching, we watched Luke Cage, the fucking comic thing. The only good thing I liked about Luke Cage was this song, because he performed it on the show. That's the only good thing.
Oh, what? You didn't like that show?
No, I couldn't get into it. And I don't know if it's because I was watching it with my husband, so it was like, we weren't, I don't know, it just... I don't know if we weren't paying attention or if it's because we were talking about it. I don't know. It just didn't work out.
Yeah. Fair.
But I heard it was a good show. So that's why I wanted to watch it. But we never fell into it.
Is it on Disney Plus now?
I don't know. Let me check. Because it was on Netflix at the time.
I don't think it's on there anymore. But I don't have Netflix anymore, so I don't know.
Let's see. Luke Cage is on Disney Plus. That was 2016. Okay. How many seasons?
That doesn't seem that long ago.
It only made it to two seasons.
Yeah, and then they canceled it. And I'm wondering now if they canceled it because they were moving it to Disney Plus. But there's been nothing else to it, though. Mm-mm. I used to love that show.
Well, I think I made it about two, maybe three episodes in. So we didn't give it a fair try, but it didn't catch us. But that performance did. I was like, oh, I love this song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my next one is TLC. Girl, I was listening to Pandora, putsing around, like my mom says. Uh-huh. Putzing around the house, and this shit came on, and I was like, jamming. Mm-hmm. This shit came on, I was like, oh, yeah. She had her hands up in the air. Oh, you. I went to full performance mode. Can you hear it?
No, I can't really hear that one, but I could hear.
Nothing's really happening yet.
Long Live the Chief.
Yo, T-Boss's deep ass voice. Like Krispy Kreme's the jam, okay?
Tell him.
And then another one. This was one that came on that was a jam, and I never heard it. So if you can't hear it while I'm playing it, I want you to play it to see, you know, if you like it. Hold on. I'm getting there.
No, you cool.
Here we go. You know a song, once again, just...
I don't remember that song. The Hands Up. What? Maybe I gotta hear it. I probably do if I hear it. I don't remember it. Oh, wow. Oh, yes, I do. Sorry.
See?
As soon as the beat drop.
See? Exactly. As soon as it drop. All right, here's Faithful. I'm gonna send this one to you, because I just have it. Right.
Who sings this one?
Fora? Phora. Never heard this person. Only heard this song the one time when it came up.
Someone who's faithful, someone to be real with, someone
but it hits.
Learn to love and feel with someone who understands. Someone who understands. She just needs someone who's faithful, someone to be real with, someone who takes the time to learn to love and feel with, someone who understands, someone who...
And then, this is my last one.
That's a jam.
So I ain't no killer baby. She's 28, turning me on still a baby. He loved me straight like Skiller baby. And the thing about your
boy, I thought he said Stillers at first. And then I was like, well, that doesn't make sense if he's in Detroit.
I didn't know that was Jack Harlow.
Uh-huh. His little banana baby.
I cannot escape that. I'd be in my TikTok world. And that shit is like every other freaking video is someone
like,
what's
the name of the song?
Loving on me. So there's my playlist for the week.
I use that song on one of our reels because they always like use the trending songs. But I feel like that song has been trending for a long time now.
It has been. I can't escape it, but it's so damn catchy, so I'm not really bad. I'll be in the bit like, I'm vanilla, baby.
Change. I don't know anything past the part that comes on TikTok.
When you let your lemon on me, the whole song goes off, but it's just like that. Like, I don't know if there's anything else outside of just that same thing over and over again. But I'd be like, put your lemon on me, baby. Uh-huh. Hey, yes. Okay, that's it. That's all my music for today. That's enough.
You sure?
Shit. Get you some more if you want some more. Cheers.
Sure.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, I only got two, so my little songs seem real small compared to
Oh, I can't even say your dog's name, but I'll get my dog hyped up. He finally laid down too, so I'm not saying anything.
And he right here. Do you see him?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I was about to say. I was about to say hi to him, but then I stopped.
I feel like he's about to lay down. He looks like he's about to. So my two songs. My first song is Zayn, Sending My Love.
Sending my love.
Because that's the jam. I was cleaning and that song came on and I was like, ooh, hold on. They yes. are singing on this song. Even the beat. Didn't somebody use this song or am I tripping?
Well, let's do our Googles and see. Sending my love samples.
Somebody, my Google must have heard you because it popped up.
That's scary.
Yeah. Or it hurt me, maybe. Somewhere.
Oh, Big Sean. Oh, wait a minute. That's not what I'm talking about. It's the wrong song.
Chloe and Holly did one?
No songs that I know.
Oh, they covered it. Oh, they might have killed that.
Oh no, that's cute.
I'm gonna have to find out.
They probably did.
Nobody I know.
Knowing their tones and stuff, they probably ate.
Yeah, they probably killed that for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's the jam though. What else?
Okay, and then my second song is Missy and the Brat, Suck It to Me.
Ooh, stuck to me like ding, 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 ding. Get to get like a pro, you know.
Like the beat and everything. Like, how did she decide to write the beat like that? Like,
Missy is a musical genius, especially during that time. That Missy, it's like she had so much in there with her.
Nobody
like,
was
so much talent was just swimming around all that juice.
Yeah.
It was all the music was just pouring
Nobody
out.
Nobody was messing with her.
Mm-mm. Especially and not her and so Timberland together. It was insane.
Crazy.
Do so you listen to our stuff songs. Now?
I do.
I'm not familiar with anything that she's doing now.
what was that album? Hold on, because I have it.
You hear what you're loving on me, baby.
That song is going to be stuck in my head now for hours. I'm going to have a baby.
What are they playing with? Oh, maybe it wasn't an album. Maybe it was an EP.
Who now? Oh, Missy. It's like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Why are they playing with me?
Vanilla, baby.
I can't even find it.
I
wonder if she took it off. All right, well, either way, though, I do listen to her most recent stuff. I just can't remember the name of her little EP or album. It's definitely not on Apple iTunes. I wonder if she took it off.
That's strange.
Because there are songs, and it'll be like, you're not authorized to listen. And I'm like, says who? All right, then bet.
That fucking money y'all took out of my account tells me something different. I don't understand.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, her latest is only.
Oh, it was an EP. But that Throw It Back song, Cool Off, I think was like. Actually, I liked them all, if you ask me. Each song was completely different. And you know, Missy, the videos were even crazier. So
she's so talented.
Like she's so creative. beyond. You know, like even in the 90s, she was beyond her time. And now the stuff she does will look back and like, yo, Missy did that.
Yeah.
Or that was something in a Missy video. Like
years sure ago. Was. 20 years ago.
For yep. sure. For sure.
You want to take a break or should we get right into this TV talk?
Well, what you think? Is Bo?
He's chilling right now.
That was my Bo. So we can get straight into it.
Okay. So what are we talking about first?
That's what I was thinking about. So I was thinking about RuPaul since we was already talking about it.
Okay.
And then maybe we can get into so the three shows we're going to talk about. This is our reality TV. We're going to try to do all three today. If not, then we'll just break them down in another episode. My little heating pad showing. My belly hurts. Okay. But we're going to do RuPaul's Drag Race.
Listen, hold on. Let's just do one. Pick a show. Let's do it really good. And then we can do either two more next week or one more next week. Yeah, like we don't have to. We run this. We don't need to overdo it, and we don't need to force too much in there. So let's just pick one and have a good conversation, and then you can lay down because your tummy hurts.
No, I mean it's not. It's
no,
not
no, no. I know, bad. But you know, like you know,
yeah.
I still feel like one is enough because all of these are separately ridiculous. Like this,
very true.
So would you want to do drag since we were already talking about drag?
Oh.
Or you want to do Natalia because Natalia is fucking crazy.
We haven't talked about Natalia yet.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to try not to spoil the part where I was like, hold the fuck up. I had to pause it and rewind it.
To make sure that's what I heard, I thought it was just me. I did the same thing. And then I looked to like, was that a recent video that they had of her? Like, what's happening?
And then the way at the very end of it, when her parents called back.
So, first of all, we're talking about Natalia Grace. This is I guess it's a series now. Yeah, it's an ongoing series that's on HBO Max or Max, whatever. We found out about this from Shout Out to the Friend Zone.
They had I actually saw Natalia Grace on Dr. Phil.
Oh, okay.
I saw her on Dr. Phil before the Friend Zone talked about it.
Even talked about it.
Mm-hmm. The first time I was a little bit familiar.
Was on the Friend Zone. That was the first time I ever heard about it. So their reaction was kind of my reaction to it.
Did you end up going back and watching the Dr. Phil episode?
No, but I feel like I need to now.
You should, because okay. whenever I first saw the Dr. Phil episode, I was like, oh, this bitch is nuts. This little girl is crazy. And she's definitely 22. And I don't know who she's fooling, because that's the way the parents spun it. So that everything we heard was from their perspective. And it was the same story about the knives and her standing at the end of the bed and all that shit that they talked about in the first documentary, which I'm positive we covered. I remember talking about it.
We definitely did.
So yeah, so you guys should be familiar with the people and stuff that we're about to talk about. But yeah, so I was like, I saw her already on the show. I was like, this little bitch is crazy. So then after I watched the first one, I was like, oh, she's not crazy. Y'all are crazy. But y'all now after crazy. Watching this one, I'm like,
oh, she crazy? That's why it's crazy, because after the first one, I was like, okay, maybe it's y'all. And then it was her. No, at first I thought it was her. It's weird because when they start throwing in people who say they had like view of it, like you can't discredit that. You know, like they seen it with their own two eyes. So it's hard to say that they're lying about, especially like her neighbors.
I was just about to say, especially when it's not coming directly from Michael, which is the adopted dad. You're like, okay, why would I not believe this person here?
Yep, exactly. Like when the older lady was talking about her neighbor when she lived in the first apartment, and she was talking, and then that's when I was kind of like, well, is it her? But then how I seen how Michael started acting, I was like, it's y'all.
It's y'all.
It's y'all.
It's 100% y'all, yeah.
And then after seeing this one, this was the second part, and this was from Natalia, which I didn't even think they was going to get an interview from her, because when they were showing her in the first one, in the court like room, it didn't even look like she was trying to
talk participate to her. At all. The first series, or the season one, I guess we could call it, it gave the impression that Natalia was not willing to participate in interviewing at all. Like, I don't think she had any personal interview in the first one at all. It was all like recounted stories or old videos or stuff from Michael. Like, she didn't speak directly to us at all in that first one.
Right.
So whenever she popped up and telling her side,
I was like, oh, I gotta listen.
I gotta hear it. The thing that pissed me off, so we're not gonna like recap. We can just talk about the shit that we you know, that happened in it, because it's like a 7 or 8 episode thing. It would take forever to recap it, and it's much more interesting to just talk about the shit that was crazy. So please go watch it. If you haven't watched it, this is full spoilers. Stop right now and go watch it and then come back and listen, because we're jumping around. It's going to be crazy because the shit was crazy.
Yeah.
So we open up and she comes back and she's giving the vibe that she's like pissed off, and she feels like she needs to kind of go on this tour a little bit to kind of figure out why people did what they did. She talks to her neighbor. Mm-hmm. She talks to the dad, Michael. She talks to, and then we have the point of view from this detective bitch who was part of the first one too, the blonde lady.
And she's very biased though. Now that I heard that she had a brother who was disabled, I'm like, oh, she's biased in the case. That makes sense.
And I wonder why she even said that. Like, I understand the point,
you shouldn't
but
have said that at all.
Yeah, it didn't make a difference. It didn't make a difference to the facts of the story at all. It just made us feel like, okay, well, now you're biased because your brother is disabled. So
yeah,
you're already angered and charged by any of the accusations, all of the accusations, because you're on the defense for your brother, which I'm not mad at, but it definitely skews your perception.
Right.
So the craziest part to me right from the beginning was when they go in and talk, when Natalia goes in to talk to Michael, and Natalia's new adoptive dad is a black man.
Mm-hmm. What was his name? Did you get his name at all?
Antoine,
of course.
Yes, girl, his name is fucking Antoine. Tall, black, bald man, Antoine. He goes into this crazy ass prayer.
Yeah. It was a little wild.
It started off okay. Like, Lord, we're coming here. We want you to make sure that everything stays, you know, hope aesthetic, more
peaceful.
Or less.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets into preaching, basically. And he, like, low-key is calling Michael trash without calling him trash. He's saying that the devil is in the house and the truth needs to come out. And he's just going hard. And they're standing, like, in the foyer of the house. And Michael is probably, like, 7 feet away. Like, he's not far at all.
Not even,
And then, weirdly, the door was open.
So he heard everything he was saying.
As well as the 50 production crew people behind the scenes.
Because he started screaming at one point. Like you said, it started off calm, like a regular, like a prayer, but then it turned into
a weird thing. It turned into a weird thing. And the
Unless
tone.
Maybe he had a sense or a feeling. But still.
Well, obviously he did, because he stops the interview at one point and he's like, what we're not going to do is why. And I still never caught what triggered him to go off like that. I never caught what Michael said. And I'm not on his side at all. He's fucking ridiculous and disgusting and a liar too. However, in that moment, I was like, well, wait, what did I miss? Like, what did he say to set Antoine off? He interrupted the interview and was like, whoa, 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 we need to stop this. Like, what we're not going to do?
Yeah.
And what we will have. And then Michael storms out. I'm done. I tried. And he storms out and leaves.
But no, I mean, I feel Michael in a sense, though. Like, I'm here. Didn't even really have to be here. The
Michael
dead
liked
Antoine,
him, though.
Right, and Antoine should have at least just went in and at least heard his side. He never heard his side before. He's only heard Natalia's side.
Natalia's, yeah.
So he's only one-sided in the situation, not saying that Michael is right, not saying that at all, but I'm saying at least go in it, hearing it out. Because if he would have heard it out, he would have seen how it played out in the end for him. You feel what I'm saying? He probably could have caught some signs or something. So if he would have heard it, how it coming from him, and in a sense where he was trying to be remorseful, it could have been a whole different situation. But the fact that he went in there, because it was the second time they met up, and he wasn't there, and his lawyer wasn't there. Michael's lawyer wasn't there, because they
he's a piece of work too.
It. He is.
He's a piece of work too.
He is. He definitely is.
He's trying to make it seem like Natalia needs to be prosecuted. Or am I tripping? Did you get that?
I did. Like, she was in the wrong for this situation. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There was just some vibe about him that made me feel like if she tries to sue Michael, like a civil suit for the abandonment and the abuse of her being a child and stuff, he might try and sue back for like defamation or something. Like, I feel like that's the way that his attorney was like building. The way that he was speaking was very intentional. Of course, he's a lawyer. So he was just very intentional to obviously keep the heat off of his client, and instead of maybe spinning it to put it on the mom, Kristen, who still has yet to be seen.
I hope she finally speaks. She
ain't gonna say a damn thing. He was spinning some of the things back on Natalia, to me. Like, he was putting it back on her instead of just clearing instead of just clearing his client, he was spinning it back onto her. And I ain't like that shit. Because even if she is an adult, how old do you believe she is?
I really don't know.
Really?
I feel like now she's probably an adult.
Well, for sure.
I mean, but even then, though, I feel like she was probably an adult. You know why?
Really?
Because that one scene when they had video evidence and she was talking about cleaning out the cabinets. Does Reagan know to clean out the cabinets? If so, would she know what to do as far as how to clean out the cabinet?
Like what you mean?
Exactly. How would she know? It doesn't even matter. Like, you're proving my point. Like, she said she was cleaning all the cabinets. And I'm like, if she is seven, I don't know a seven-year-old that would know how to clean out the cabinets unless they've seen somebody do it, which, fair. That's right. A possibility.
That's what I was going to say. Like, could I instruct Reagan to take all the things out and throw all the blue things away or all the things that don't have whatever?
But do you think that they were showing her how to clean out the cabinets, though?
I think it's possible that, yes, I do. I do think it's possible. I think that is possible because, for multiple reasons, because even if it was like a punishment type thing, like, oh, we're going to make you do this shit and you can figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Or it could have just been like,
fair.
Even let's go out on a limb and say on some bonding type shit, like, can I help you? Because that's how Ray learns a lot of shit. Can I help you fold clothes? Can I sit in here with you? Oh, you're cleaning the bathroom? What does that mean? So that's a possibility. That's not a stretch to me. But the thing that makes it a stretch to me is because she's so small and she's not so able-bodied. So that's why I'm like, why would you make her do something like that whenever she can? Can she physically do it? My seven-year-old with, I never want to be offensive, but my seven-year-old with able body or normal body, whatever the phrase is, her arm, she can reach it. She doesn't have a problem doing that. If she needs to stand on a ladder, it's not going to be as unsafe for her and if she falls, her bones aren't brittle. She'll be fine. She'll maybe have a bruise and get the fuck back up and keep moving. She may not want to do it anymore, but she'll be okay. So the risks are way different. So you just really never know what this crazy bitch, if we're saying that Kristen is the crazy one, she's the monster. I don't put it past her.
Fair.
I don't. But what did piss me off was when he kept saying we were victims of the same monster.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hear none of that.
I think she should have interrupted him. I think she should have spoken up for herself and said, let's not do that.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Let's not do that. Even if you are a victim of abuse, it's not the same monster.
It's not the same abuse. Yeah.
You could have left. Even if you say you're manipulated or whatever power, you were scared, whatever, you as an adult could have, as an able-bodied adult, because we're going to say that she's 22 still at this point, like, you know, let's go out on that benefit there and say that she's an adult, just being abused. She still is not able to physically get up and remove herself from that environment he could. So for that alone, we are dealing with two different monsters. So back up out of my face with that shit.
Right. He had money to get up and leave. She had nothing. She had to depend on him for everything.
Everything. He had a job. He could have never come home from work if he didn't want to.
Yeah.
You had somewhere to go every day. You had a reason to leave every day that you did not have to come home to. It may have been a struggle, hard, whatever. Who cares? Nobody cares about that shit. You did have a choice. Yeah. You could have took her and left. If you knew, even if you didn't know all the things that was going on, he could have still picked her up and fucking left.
And he could have seen the abuse. Even if you don't know, you could see it. The stuff that she was saying that she was doing to her. Come on, Michael. You're not blind. They're saying that she made the sons make them do to her. Like, I know you heard that. That would have been, you're not going to make my sons torture their little girl. That's crazy.
He knew about it. He got caught in a lie. The first one, whenever the first episode or the first season, when him and the son got caught on hot mics talking about kicking her down the steps.
Yeah.
And then the second time when he said, I forget exactly what it was. Did you know about something? Some form of abuse. And he said, I found that out about a week ago or whatever. And then the blonde detective bitch says, Michael knew about that last year because he told us about it in the last interview. And then they run the clip of him telling the story. So he lied about knowing and not knowing. Believe anything he said. There was one thing he said, I was like, I do believe that. Oh, I remember. And I was like, what the fuck? When he was accused of having sex with her.
when Michael was accused of, yeah.
And he was like, absolutely not. I could never. I said, that's probably the only fucking thing I believe.
That he was telling the truth about.
That was the only thing.
There was, we're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of things that Natalia said too, that she got caught in a lie too.
Yes.
So we're going to come right back and we'll get into that. And
we'll be back. Okay.
Wait, don't go anywhere. It's just a break.
I'm really not ready.
Yeah. All right, we're back. So you were about to get into some of the bullshit that Natalia was spewing. Please let us have it.
So here was another thing, right? The situation when she went to the, what was it, a mental institution? Is that where they sent her?
Yes.
That story, nothing in that story adds up to me. So like, I get them saying like, yeah, we did an evaluation, she's cool. She could leave. Okay, whatever, if that's the case. But then like the stuff that the nurses were saying about her, and them was Black nurses, you could tell them was Black nurses. Why would they be on their line?
I don't think they're lying.
I don't think they're lying either. And remember what she said? She said she was just around people and heard it, so she thought that that's what she should say.
Yeah.
That situation seems like she was lying. Because it also goes back to that little boy situation. How does she know what to do with the little boy situation? The little boy that was rolling in the grass?
To me, that actually sounded like some kid shit that was taken out of context, out of adult eyes. Especially if you see this kid that looks like an adult that looks like a kid, whatever which way you want to view it, it's weird to the eye. So you're automatically
playing with the kid.
Exactly. So you're automatically going to be maybe uneasy, or just at the very least, you're going to be curious as to what exactly is going on. So I could see how that could have been spun. I that was one thing where I was like, I could see how that could be. Because to me, like I've always said, tickling is just weird to me, period. Like that's mm-hmm. just kid to kid, okay. But kid to adult, it's just weird to me. I don't know. It depends on the kid and the adult relationship. It can just be weird. I don't know.
I don't like to be tickled, period. One, I'm that person that like can't control myself when I get tickled. So like if I hit you.
That's it. You're really ticklish.
Sorry. Yes. Like I can't help it.
That's really funny. But laughing from being tickled is a panic response. Did you know that? Your body panics when you're tickled because like you said, you can't control it. It's something you can't not laugh if you're ticklish or react, whatever, however you punch people in the face. Ray laughs. It's all about the person, you know? But it's a panic response. Yeah, your body panics because of it. So that makes sense to me. And it also makes sense to me as to why it's an uncomfortable thing, because nobody else is going to control my body but me. And if you're tickling me, I'm doing stuff that I can't like back up. I don't like it. I don't want it.
Get out of here. Yeah.
So, I mean, so that all of that together can be the perfect storm of what the fuck are y'all doing out here?
Fair. That's fair on that one. But the knife situation, though, when she was talking to Michael, because we're going to go there, he's like, no, I vividly remember that. And I knew he wasn't lying there, because how her face looked after he said it, it was almost like, oh, you're right. Like she remembered some shit. Yeah, like something went off, like, oh, I did do that wild ass shit, huh? Like she almost wanted to giggle or something.
That shit was crazy.
That was wild. Yeah. That shit was wild, huh?
That was a night. Yeah, that was a night. So anyway,
she even admitted to having a knife, though.
That's the part where I was like, What yeah. the actual fuck? That's the part where my mouth dropped. That's the part where I had to rewind it. That's the part where I called everything that I believed from her into question. When that bitch yep. said she was hiding the knife under the refrigerator, I mm-hmm. said, mm-hmm. I think I messaged you like, what the
fuck? Yeah.
And when you did that, I said, I know exactly where she's at. And then the part two, when she quote unquote was spraying the
pine pledge or whatever it was, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, they never said
sprayed it in the drink. I think she sprayed that in the drink.
Do you?
I don't know. Because why would she spray so close to the cup then? If she didn't spray it in, she did it
indirectly to the point where she knew that it could have went in the cup.
No, see, to me, that's 7-year-old shit. It's so easy for someone to not see that who's a little person. Like, I'm spraying this over here, and then, because I can see my kid doing that. I can see Ray spraying some pine saw or whatever while my bottle of water is sitting right here open, and she don't realize the effect that that's having. I can totally see that.
You can smell the pine saw in your drink.
No, that's why I didn't believe that it happened at all. That's why I didn't believe that shit. I think that the mom did it. I think the story happened the way Natalia told it.
That's fair, because she said that she was showing Natalia how to do it. If the cup was there, that means it was there the entire time. So yeah, it was going to catch it from the mom, and then if Natalia did it, then from her as well. So,
and think about it, if it is pledge, you know, that shit can really go. That shit can really spray.
It's meant to go, yeah.
And it's meant to create a layer of stuff. Like, it creates a layer that dust and stuff clings to. So if you're spraying pledge near coffee, I could see it creating a small layer. Maybe even you could see it.
Yeah, and that's probably what it was. That's probably exactly what it was. She probably
now, if we're talking coffee. About bleach or something.
No, that's something completely different.
That throws this whole theory out the window.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. But yeah, that shit had me... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
After you.
I still want to know why they won't speak about the age change thing, though. That's the thing that I was confused about, because the doctors were saying she was a kid. That's the thing that I think I was cute, was like, okay, how is a doctor? Why would a doctor lie about her?
Right.
You know what I mean? If she wasn't. Like, that's their legal duty to state the facts of what it is. So if she was a child, then she was a child. Fair.
What merit? What does it matter to them if they say she's an adult or she's a child? Like, what will be the purpose of them lying and saying that she's an adult, except for the family doctor who had a long-standing relationship with the Barnetts, who had ongoing...
That one doctor
listened to them. And that's it. Meanwhile, you have dental records, multiple medical records, multiple even different accounts for medical professionals, not even just physically, like, yes, I'm talking to this person. She sounds like she's fucking 7 years old, so she talks like a kid.
She was probably just a badass little kid. That's probably all it was.
I was just about to say, now, I know there are kids in my life now that have conversations that are beyond their scope. Yes. You have fantasy. Sometimes it's funny stuff, cute stuff, and sometimes it's not. And sometimes you be like, you know about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to talk to you about this. And then you be like, well, I'm speaking to little Tay Tay. And Tay Tay said to me,
exactly.
I just want you to know, Tay Tay's mom, what she said. So, you know, there's.
That's the thing. Like, she had to have seen it from somewhere to do that type of stuff. And I'm wondering now if she was having an asthma there to protect herself in case she wanted to set it off on Christine when she decided she wanted to.
I think, unfortunately,
there was times when she said she felt like she was fighting for her life, and she already was trying to overdose her in the apartment. So I could see why, as a little kid, she tried to, you know what I mean, defend herself.
I do.
At least.
I also
think she could get to.
I think a big part of it too that we don't account for, we haven't spoken of, is what happened to her whenever she was in the Ukraine before she even made it to the U.S.
And with the other family. We still don't know what happened to that other family she was with prior to the Barnetts.
I think that they got her and she started cutting up and doing stuff that she wasn't supposed to do and saying stuff that she wasn't supposed to say. So they were like, this little girl is too much for us. I think that's what happened. I do think that she was doing and saying some things that were not normal and that were probably very scary and that probably should have been reported to some people and maybe she might have needed some therapy or something. I definitely think that happened. I don't doubt that shit at all.
I agree.
However, I also believe that that mother was abusing her. I also believe that those kids were fucking with her, the boys. Mm-hmm. I also believe that Michael was fucking with her. I believe that he knew about everything that was going on in that house. I believe that she was abused and maybe even trafficked somehow, some way in Ukraine and possibly to the U.S. I think that because she talks about her
bleeding. Oh, but no, she said that she made her put a tampon in. My bad.
But she also said that she was chlorophyll covered. Oh, she had a thing put over her face and she woke up with a man. Who knows what he did to that little girl whenever she was out?
Very true.
Who knows? So it just even being in environments like that, you hear sentences that you would not hear if you were sitting at home watching Barney. So you're going to have words in your head that you can spit back out that you shouldn't be able to.
Yeah. That's true.
You're going to have trauma that's going to make you want to react. You're going to have a fear. You're going to have disorder. She had that detachment disorder or whatever the fuck it was called that caused her not to be able to attach to people because she was being bounced so much. She's a victim, in my opinion. No matter what she did to other people, within reason, it all, you know, I mean, because I'm not going to just be like, oh, she, because we still don't know what the hell she did for the phone call at the end. Which, you know, you could drop those beans after I finish this point. Whatever she puts out is a result of what was put into her, what she experienced. Fair. So she needs to be treated as such.
Sorry, I was trying to mute it in time, but I missed it.
It's fine, girl. God bless you. And now everybody listening can send you some blessings too.
Yeah, please. I need them.
So I just feel like she's a victim and I feel bad for her. I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
I mean, fair. And once we actually like talk it out, especially you being a mom, see it from that aspect too, right?
Mm-hmm. Both kids know definitely do that type of shit. You know, like I've seen it. So that's very fair. And me looking back at like stuff my nieces and nephews did, I'm like, no, you're right. You're right.
You're very capable. Like, I can see. Even some of the kids that your nieces and nephews are around. Like, think about maybe going to a school play or a school function.
And the people that they hang around.
And I'm like, just even in the scope of, like, this keeps coming to my head. I remember around Easter last year, I was talking to your niece, who goes to school with my child. I'm not going to say her name because I'm just not. Mm-hmm. And we were I think she was over at my house. We were talking and she said something about Jesus. Well, you know, Jesus died on a cross and rose up so we can live for our sins. And I was like, you ain't nothing but your mama's child. And if we laughed about it, I called her mom. I'm like, let me tell you what your daughter said to me. My child would never, ever say anything like that. She would never. Yeah. That's not in her scope. So it all depends on what kids are exposed to. That was something positive and funny and even a teachable moment for her and Ray because they were talking about it now. Because Ray was like, excuse me, he did what now? And then he came back where? And how? Behind a rock. Like, it turned into a whole thing. But it's just an example of how different exposures can lead to different type of conversations.
For sure. For sure. So. No, that's true. That's true. No, and I definitely think she was a victim. The stuff that they said that happened to her, I definitely believe. Because she couldn't even look at the house. Because one, I don't understand why they made her ride up to the old house anyway. Like, what did y'all think was going to happen?
Did you think she was going to go in and be like, yes, this is where I had all the best times?
Yeah, like she got tortured in that house.
Fully tortured.
It was going to be good times. Come on now.
I do think that she, it was crazy because her and Michael had a lot of the same acting mannerisms, because I think that she was forcing herself to cry a couple of times. I think she was like trying to egg it up, you know, trying to like rev up the story a little bit. And her and Michael had that same breathing, that
she probably learned it from him. She probably, if he claimed they had the same monster, She probably seen him cry enough too.
I don't know how much money it would take for me to sit in my room, in the room with somebody that abused me like that or knew about abuse like that. I don't think I could. So it does make me wonder how much of it is true. I do fully believe that she's 19 years old, though. I do think she's only 20.
Yeah, and that's probably why, though, too. She's young. So, you know what I mean, in that aspect. But even though young me, I think, oh, no, I'm not even going to compare young me to her. But
you can't, because you live totally different lives.
That's exactly why. Yeah. I was like, I can't even compare
it. You were a normal kid. You would have been the kid. Your mom would have been the one that came outside like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You would have been the normal, sane, safe kid in that scenario. She would have been the one like.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
It's really sad, though. And I really feel bad for her. But then we get all the way to the end and she's getting adopted by Antoine. And what was the mama's name? Did you get
the mom's name? Was, what the fuck is her name? I can't remember her name.
I don't know her new adoptive parents, because Michael was A-okay with signing off them papers. Like, yeah, see all yours.
You want her? I've been trying to get rid of her.
I'm looking right now. I'm at the end here.
Oh, dear. Listen,
nothing's working. So if he could sign off them papers, he going to do it. So they sign off. He signs off the papers. Antoine and the adoptive mom. They had a ton of kids coming to the courthouse on adoption day. So they finally adopt her. It's legal because they were just her guardian previously. And then it seemed like everything was cool. Like, she got her dream come true. They got their wish.
I got emotional. Cynthia. I'm not gonna lie. I got emotional watching it. Like, I got almost misty. I was like happy. I was genuinely happy for her. Like, she got some people that love her. She got to change her name in the court. They were all crying and hugging, and they were all like feeling it. Almost got misty. I'm glad I didn't, because I would have been mad. I'd have been mad if I got misty and it heard the shit after. But it definitely choked me up. I was like, oh.
Because it was emotional, because hearing all the torture and stuff she's going through this entire last two seasons, you're like, hey, like, you just want something to turn around for that.
Good to come for. And it seemed like that was going to be it, but then there's a little bug that shows up like 2 months later. Was it 2 months?
Something? Six months.
Taking a phone call from Antoine and Cynthia. They're like, Natalia completely flipped. I don't know who she is. Da, 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 da. Like, just talking like she completely flipped on them, basically. Like, she is the crazy person.
It's playing right now on my cell phone. Cynthia. They're saying they're holding her hostage. She's done things to us. She's hit a new low. She doesn't have any emotions of anything but herself. That sentence, I'm sure, is probably not exactly what they meant to say, but yeah, so she's saying they're holding her hostage and all types of shit. It seems like after the adoption, that's when she showed her true colors. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Mind you, she's been with these people for years. Like 10, like a long ass fucking time. They took her after she was abandoned at the first apartment or the second apartment. She went from there to be with these new guardian people, if I'm not mistaken. And that was years ago. She says she grew up there. She said they let me have the childhood that I was supposed to have. I love them. They're great people. They take care of me. I have everything I need. They let me be me. I have brothers and sisters that love me.
Bit the little girl.
Yeah. She did bite the little girl, and there was a hospital report. Like, she went to the hospital for it.
She really bit down on her. Like,
you know how hard you have to bite someone in order to feel like you need to go to the hospital?
She Mike Tyson'd her. Like, I wonder, where did they say she bit her, though? Was it on her arm or something?
I don't recall.
Body part.
I don't recall that. I don't know.
But she was really trying to, like,
Like, to really, I never wanted to bite somebody before. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I have. I used to bite.
Situation that I had to.
I used to bite my sister.
Did I bite my brothers? Maybe if I was in, like, a submission hold and I was the only way I could, like, get out.
No, I was probably just like,
just guys.
I'm tasty today. I'm gonna get a little nibble. Yeah, no, I was a bitch though. You know, I was bad. I was a bratty little sister for several different phases in my life. I morphed into different asshole little sisters. So at that point, I was a little nibbler, but yeah. I don't remember being like, it wasn't like I want to eat her skin or anything. It was just like, right, I'm going to be a jerk. Yeah. It was never to the point. That's why I know how hard you have to bite someone in order to go to the hospital, because I've never bitten anybody that hard. And I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was a kid. By the time she was with them, she was 9, I'm thinking maybe 10-ish. Too fucking old to be biting people.
Yeah. Because did it say how long she was in the first and second apartment?
9 months.
She got kicked out of the first one, right?
Yeah, she got kicked out because she was cutting up. She was going to people's houses. She was like taking their food. And then she was like, they said that she was being like an asshole. So they kept complaining about her. So she got kicked out. And then the second one, I think that's the second one is when she left with the other family. But I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know how the transition was.
And she said she was going to people's houses because she just didn't even know she had no food. And I was like, I mean, fair as a little kid, I guess you're not thinking nothing of it. You're just hungry.
Yeah, but I call but kind of bullshit on that because fair. I have, you know, once again, my scope of little people know not to be just walking in somebody's house.
You should know not to walk in somebody's house.
Come on
now. And she was in the house with that weird dude, too. Yeah.
For hours, all the time. So who knows what she was exposed to, what she was doing in there, what she's being honest about the trauma that happened to her or didn't happen to her. Right. You know, one of the detectives said he's not surprised that she didn't mention the abuse that she was enduring beforehand, because children typically don't initially speak up about the abuse they get. So who knows what she's being honest about and what she's not being honest about. But I do think the bitch is only, I do think she was born in like 2013 or whatever it was. I think she's a kid.
Yeah, or 06 or something like that.
I don't think that she's, no, it couldn't be 06. 06, she would be right behind, not too far behind, you know, it's 2023. So she would be further along. I think she.
They're saying that she's legally 20 something now, right? Or that's what they're saying she should have been? Or how old?
I thought it was 19.
I said that she would have been born before 2005, then 2006.
Girl, don't do math out loud because
my math is not math.
I'm like, I don't do numbers out loud. So 2013.
No, you're right. You're right. It was a little after. You're right. Yeah.
Oops, girl.
Yeah, my math was not math. No, you're right.
You're right. 2006 ish.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's when I believe that she was born. I think 2003. I think is actually what they were saying. So she's about 20 now. I think that they were saying 2003, and I was saying 2013 incorrectly. So I'm confident that it's 2003, especially since, you know, given the year and when. You know what blew my mind too also? Mm-hmm. A lot of the interviews and comments and shit were recent. Like, he just got out of his little litigation or whatever you call it. He just got acquitted from that shit. Michael was, he was under like investigation for the abandonment, I think. The childhood abandonment is what he was charged with, and he was acquitted of that. Yeah, September 4, 2003, she's 20 years old. That's her birthday. Okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and I believe that.
Do you feel like the adopted family's lying then? You feel like she, that's what makes me like think, is she legit wild?
Do I think which adoptive family is lying? Because we have three that we could be talking about.
The new one, Antoine and Cristal.
Cynthia.
I called her Cristal, though.
Fuck it, that's what I'm calling her, too.
Cristal.
I believe them. Whatever they're saying.
Right.
I do believe them.
What makes you think it was, were they lying then? Were the Barnetts lying?
I don't think they were lying. I don't think they were lying about the torture, but do I think that they were lying about the shit that they said that she was on? I don't know. They were holding her hostage. Now I need to know what they were talking about. I can't wait for us to
part 3.
Yeah, and interview that family. What are you talking about? They're holding hostage. Like, what's about it? Like, I need to know. People ain't doing the right investigation. And I feel like we need to step in and do it. Because all you
we have clear, direct questions that need answered. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, remember, I said I do think that she was acting out because of the abuse that she endured. I believe that she was doing some of the shit. I don't know. The thing that I was
abused with the new family.
Well, true, but they never shied away saying that she was problematic either. Remember, they were like, we have corrected her. We have had issues with her. It hasn't been a walk in the park, but we love her through it. That's what they said. We loved her through it. So we don't know exactly what that means and what they were covering up. They just said, we're going to love her anyway.
Yeah.
And maybe after the adoption, she just finally was like, gonna rock out with my cock out. Fuck y'all. And I'm gonna
take advantage of this family. I wonder if she just knew how to take advantage of the family.
For sure. Like, it's clear that she can manipulate
the whole situation. Yeah.
It's clear that she can manipulate, but she's been taught to manipulate because that's that's what's been displayed to her.
Yeah.
For the first half of her life. Those are the most formative years of her life. So she was taught how to lie. She was taught how to cry. She was taught how to do all these nasty things.
To get her way.
And she's had all these years of practice to make it better. So who knows what's really going the fuck on anywhere. And I'm done. I'm done until the next one. Because I can sit here and talk about this shit.
I really need to see what's going to happen on the next one. Because, like, do I think Michael is crazy? For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. Do I think he was maybe abused by her, in a sense, by Christine? For sure.
I do.
Do I think it's an excuse to not take up for your kids?
No. I don't.
Do
I think it's an excuse to not be accountable and you're part of the abuse? I don't, which is what he used it as.
Exactly, because it doesn't make sense. Like, even when she was living by herself, she did say he was the only one that come bring her food, but if you knew she was living by herself, that was your opportunity maybe to, like, really pour into her. You know what I mean? Kind of just be you and her by yourself, like, if that was really the case.
And he did not.
He did not. He left her there multiple times.
Exactly.
And exactly. He knew for sure she wouldn't be able to manage because of all the steps.
When that's just dangerous.
When they went to that apartment and they started shooting while they were there, I was like, bitch! Oh my
Lord Jesus. I said, they had her in the the hood for real. They had
that just shooting. Reminded me. They were in the middle of the conversation. They were sitting there. They were sitting
there. Business.
And it sounded like it was right behind them.
It sounded close as hell.
That shit was crazy. And then it was like pop, 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 pop. I was like, oh shit, it's real.
In broad daylight. So I mean, that is scary when you think about her living there by herself in a situation like that. That's terrible.
A little black girl that looks like a kid. I mean, the little white girl that looks like a kid in the hood.
I was a little black girl.
No. I was thinking hood and black hood, you know.
Fair.
So yeah,
did she have some? Did she have her shoes and stuff?
No, she didn't have that stuff. Do you remember they said that there was one time that Christine made her walk around the block? Her feet were bleeding.
Yeah.
So do I believe some shit happened to her? Absolutely. Do I believe she did some shit? It would be unfair to the people in her life to say she's innocent. I can't hear you.
Around the block with her,
that's better.
You know, when she didn't have on shoes or whatever. White people are so nubby. How did nobody see that or report it? Because she would have been crying at least. She would have been crying.
But the neighbor claimed that she was scared of what's her name too, that she was in fear of her, and that's why she was believing her and that stuff. Remember that one neighbor when her and her daughter were best friends, and then Kristen told her that she was killing, that she wanted to kill her or something, so she stopped letting her daughter play with her. And Natalia was like, why did you do that? Why?
I'm like, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I believe the adult over a child in that situation? I completely understand where that mom was coming from. Natalia won't until she's older and she understands she has people that she like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I completely understand. If somebody's mom was like, yeah, that kid said she's gonna kill me, I'd be like, nope, you do not hang out with him. Something's off. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're right. I would have. You don't know.
You would let her play with. You would still let her play with them. You would let Reagan play with somebody after their mom said that the child was trying to kill the parent?
No, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't just be like, oh, okay, well, you can't come over. I would be like, that would be a huge question. That would open the gate.
Visits.
That sure. would open a floodgate. Any visits or any visit with another kid is supervised. Period.
Supervised, period.
Always, period.
Yeah.
So I would have a relationship with this kid. I would know this kid a little bit, especially about as much time as she says she spent over there. I would have enough of a relationship with the kid to be able to give either the benefit of the doubt and be like, yeah. Really, really, Christine, like, is that really what's going on? Or to be like, you know what? I did get a weird vibe from that kid. Shut it down.
Yeah.
So it was either one or two things. And then when they came back around and she was like, I was scared of her. That is not an answer. That would not have driven me to make a decision. Yeah. The decision would have come from my gut feeling, my intuition, because either the mom is crazy for lying to me like that, or the daughter is crazy and she needs help. So I'm not just going to cut the situation off. I'm not just going to be like, okay, you can't come over here and play. I will be like, she can't come over here and play. So how are you going to support her through this? Do you need my support through this?
What's going on?
There's follow-up.
Yeah.
There's follow-up that goes along. Yeah, I'm not going
to leave it at that. Right.
Especially if you're still in my neighborhood.
As nebby as she claims she was, she had to have known something was up. So Christine, if she's as manipulative as they're saying she is, she might have spun it.
I'm sure she did, but that still, you know, there still would have been some follow-up for me. Because now there's an unsafe child in my neighborhood and I have a kid and we live too close. So you come for her. You coming for her, what makes me assume you're not gonna come for me or mine? No, there's follow-up.
Neighbors.
There's follow-up. You can't just say that to me and me be like, oh, okay, thank you for letting me know she can't come over here anymore. Have a good day.
Yeah.
And then we only wait when we're passing in the street? No. No.
Because I wonder how long after her letting her know that did they move her to the apartment?
Key question.
Because that's another thing, too. Because I wonder if, but even if that's the case, I still would have questioned where she went.
Yeah.
I would have sent her to the Whatchacallit Institute first and then the apartment.
I would have had follow-up questions if we were close enough. So that might have been
her follow-up, though. Like, we sent her to the psych ward to get evaluated to see what's going on with her.
Okay, so then when she came back, like,
she never came back, though.
She did, though, because she got kicked out of the apartment.
Oh, I thought they moved her to the other one right after.
Was it right after?
Maybe it wasn't. I gotta the time.
Maybe I'll have to watch it. That's what I'm saying. It's tricky because I'm not sure when and what point did she cross hands from them to even be with the Guardians now.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, how long was she in that apartment before they noticed? Because if they noticed, that's my thing. If they noticed, how didn't any of those other neighbors in the Barnett's neighborhood notice that she was walking around with bloody feet? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, stories and timelines in this whole situation is weird.
Nuts. Nuts.
Yeah. It's real weird.
It's very unsettling because ultimately she was either a child or a person whose mental faculties weren't there enough to where someone was confused about her age.
Right. Right. And either way, though, no matter her age, they said that with the condition that she has to have somebody that is there to support her or be there with her, you know, 24/7 type situation. So, like, yes. Even if she was an adult, she was still going to have to live with y'all.
Exactly. And they found that shit out the hard way, too. So, it's like them forever.
And I feel like I really think Christine was on some like superhero type stuff, like, oh, I can save her, I can do this. And then when she realized she was wild and wasn't listening to what she wanted her to do, or realized, like they said, she was just a regular kid
with disabilities that you are now liable, responsible for physically, financially, emotionally, everything. And she was like, oh, you know what, no thank you, this bitch is grown, she can get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
She grown, doctor. She's grown, right? She's grown, right, doctor?
It was probably doctor. She's grown, right? That's all it. Money can make people do anything. Money makes these doctors sell prescriptions and these pills to people that don't even need it, only because the pharmaceutical companies were paying them enough money to push it. So,
hell yeah. There was a Grey's Anatomy episode about that shit, about how a man was giving women chemotherapy. Fucking chemo. Telling them they have cancer and giving them chemo and they don't have it. They don't even have cancer. Girl.
Trust me, I used to work in the pharmaceutical industry. I've seen that stuff and I see why they charge billions and trillions of dollars for these medicines when it shouldn't even be that much.
We should have an episode about that because insurance to me is something that makes me so angry.
It's a scam. All of it's a scam.
Not only is it a scam, but it infuriates me that somebody sitting in an office outside of a medical facility has any
control over
what I can get or what I can't get. How dare you approve or deny or even question something that is written for me? Like I work in the medical industry, you know, my 9-to-5 is medical, and I see insurance denials all the time. These people, I work for a cardiac. This is not lipo.
Right.
What do you mean no?
What are you gonna tell them that they don't need it?
What do you mean no? You gonna tell me no when I have a heart condition?
Some paper that says, well, this and this don't add up, so they can't do it. Forget the fact that they need it just to survive and to live.
You literally. Know what I mean?
Forget the moral of it. It's not because we're liable for this, this, and this if this happens and this happens.
Because they don't want to pay for it.
You're more so a liability at this point, so that's why we're going to deny you. Like, that's shady.
That's crazy. It's it infuriates me. Like, every time I see a denial, which is too much for me to be you don't even know. You've never even seen this person in real life. How dare you say they don't need this life-saving piece of equipment? This is life-saving. This is like insulin. Yeah. It should be free.
All of these medicines should be free. Now, we should have an episode about it.
We really should. And I, you know, again, my sister just graduated. So maybe we can bring her on or something. Yes, because
she would be a perfect guest for that. Because we need to get some actual medical facts and not us just spitting what we think we know.
And how we feel from the heart. Fuck, I feel
Yeah, we need somebody with some actual facts to be like, well,
technically they're not supposed to. Yeah, you need to call your sister and see if she'll be willing to do that, because that would be so much fun.
She will. I already know she will. I'll just be like, girl, yeah, you coming on the show next week. Yeah, so I'm done. I don't got anything else for Natalia's Grace.
No, Natalia's Grace. She ain't nobody Grace. She's clearly torturizing people, but I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing. At the end of each season, I'm like, I have no clue what to think about it. Like, is she crazy? Is she a kid?
She is. She is.
She's for sure a kid. She's for sure a kid. I think she's 1,000% a kid, but it's like, did she really do the wild stuff that they're saying?
Yes.
She's doing as a kid is what makes it even wilder.
I'm stuck but on the age
from
thing.
Her point of view, and then she's like, but I didn't do this and this and this. I didn't do this. And
I don't believe that.
So it's like, girl, did it or didn't it?
I don't believe it. I believe that she did. I would say maybe a good percentage of it.
I'm going to say 85%.
Yeah, and I think that because to her credit, she says, I don't remember a lot. So I don't think that she's sitting in our face and just outright lying like Michael is. I think that she's, I think that she is lying about some stuff. And I think that she genuinely doesn't remember some stuff too. And then there's some stuff that she claims she remembers. And I'm like, do you really remember that so vividly? Like, okay, you're only 20, so to speak. So your memory probably goes back further than mine. But do you really, really, really remember when you were 4 and 5 years old and you were brought from one place to the other? Maybe because it was such big events. But then again, maybe not, because it's just not typical for people to remember that far back in age.
No, I don't remember. Well, I don't remember what I did yesterday. But I definitely couldn't recall anything that happened before 10 at this point.
Not without a specific trigger, or not without it being a big thing, like a maid. Like, I remember going to the zoo with my dad because that was something big. Like, I remember the day sucked. It was rainy as hell. Like, there are specific things I remember, and that was in kindergarten. I don't remember the day before, and I don't remember the whole year after, but I remember that because it was special. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are certain things that are so, like, core memories that you automatically just know. But then there's a lot. The vast majority of shit you don't remember without someone egging you on in the conversation, maybe a little bit. Like, you don't remember.
Maybe that's what they were doing, though. Maybe that's what the producers were doing. Maybe they were, like, you know, giving her some stuff that maybe Michael has said. Or, you know, and they brought it to her, like, yo, trying so she can clear up her name in the situation. Yeah. And they was probably bringing it up to her, and that's why she could remember some stuff and couldn't remember some. And I guess if you have so much trauma from some certain situations, you probably blank it out.
It might be.
So, and if what they're saying happened to her, and who knows what else more, there's probably a lot of stuff she kind of just put in the back of her mind, suppressed back there so she could keep moving. Because who knows?
That's what she had to do.
That's why she's acting out on her new family. Because I feel like if you have that much trauma, if she's not getting the right type of treatment, it's going to come back up eventually. You know?
Or maybe it's part of that attachment disorder that she has. And it's the actual process of being adopted that triggers that attachment, that triggers the acting out, that triggers the trauma, that process of being in court, signing paperwork, like all those are steps.
She seems so happy in court, though.
It doesn't matter. True. She was happy. She claimed she was happy to go to the Barnetts.
True. That's
so
true.
And if it's a disorder, it could all just be triggered by that whole process. Who knows? Who fucking knows? Maybe we'll know some more. No, we will know some more after we hear from Antoine and Cynthia.
Oh, because I know they said next year. Crew, as soon as they got that phone call, they probably said, on the way.
We are on the way. Yes, for sure. And you know, Antoine told it all.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness.
Because you could see he was ready to air it out on the phone. Like, He wanted to say this bitch is wild, but he didn't. He kept
he praying, man.
He kept it cool. Yeah, he kept it cool. But you could tell deep down that's what he wanted to say. Like, she completely flipped script on us. Won't know who she is. She's doing some crazy stuff. Y'all can take it. Won't want nothing to do with her. You could tell that's what he wanted to say.
He did say that shit.
Just in a way better tone than what I said.
In a sanctified way. You know, safe.
Yeah, in a safe way.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. No, they got too many kids in that house. She a liability. She would have to go.
She really is, because she could hurt one of those kids, for real.
And there are a lot of kids that's younger than her. A lot of kids.
All of them were younger than her. They were all small children.
She's 20. Yeah.
They looked like they were all under 10.
Easily. All babies. Some still in diapers.
Yeah. Yeah,
at that point, she a liability, because you could hurt anybody in the house. You're not going to hurt the baby.
Yeah, she already did.
She knows better.
Well, I think that next week we're either going to do Drag or Smothered. So people just be prepared for either one of those. There's actually a new episode of both that will be out again. Ooh, it's going to be a bunch of episodes. Of Smothered? Yes.
The most recent one. At the did you see the baby shower?
The baby shower?
Yes. Okay.
So did you see when she had the baby then?
No. So that must be the newest one then?
Yeah, I didn't see it either, but not allegedly. She had the baby and had some issues. So there were some things going on with the baby's her and the baby are fine, but there were some things that went on that caused some decisions to be made. And I only, like I saw a TikTok clip of it. I'm not going to spoil it for you. And I didn't see everything. So yeah, so there's a new episode out too. So we're going to do Smother next week, because that shit is crazy.
Right here. Yeah, and what's crazy is I have the seasons broken down by the people. So.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, we can definitely do Smothered next week, because that's that would take us a whole another 2 hours.
It will, especially if we're going by season, by people, because there's people that are not in each season that do but some crazy shit.
About them. Yeah, you got to bring them up. You can't just leave them out, because they add to the craziness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well. Yeah. If you need more of The Pretty Dragons, you can find us at www.theprettydragons.com. Cannabis Chronicles is and always will be available on Amazon.com. Yep. Phone number is still the same, 412-426-5583. Merch still at the same spot. The link will be in the comment section below. You can find us on social media at The Pretty Dragons, pretty much across the board, more or less. Oh, no! We got a new name on Instagram, right?
We do.
We got a new name on Instagram.
The new Instagram name is The Podcast, which is our name officially. So I was able to change it. I don't know why. I thought it was so much harder than what it actually was, but it was super easy. So I finally got to change it. So it's The Podcast on Instagram. Yes. The link still goes directly to it if you're on theprettydragons.com, so it doesn't matter. But make sure you hit follow and like our stuff.
And tell three friends to follow and like us too, and comment and share.
And on TikTok and YouTube, we're on the YouTube channel too. That's
don't forget to watch us. You can see Stephanie's beautiful face and her hair. She's giving very much Asian vibes today. Loving it. Gorgeous. But I love a messy bun with a cute straight.
Me too. Me too. I live for when my hair is like oily enough to do it.
Yes, it looks awesome. So yes, come check us out on YouTube and smoke safely. Steph Money, take us out. You know, do the spiel.
Yes, smoke safely. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Peace.
Peace out. Love y'all.
Have a fantastic day. Every time I think about it, this makes me smile.
Thanks for watching. Be sure to come back to our next episode. Bye.